If you turn to the scriptures, to John's Gospel, and go with me to John's Gospel. And in John's Gospel, chapter 4, and verse 5, then cometh he to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well. And it was about the sixth hour, and there cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus saith unto her, Give me to drink. For his disciples were gone away unto the city to buy meat. Thus saith the woman of Samaria unto him, How is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Jesus answered and said unto her, If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, Give me to drink, thou would have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. The woman saith unto him, Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well, and drank thereof himself, and his children, and his cattle? Jesus answered and said unto her, Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again, but whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. The woman saith unto him, Sir, give me this water that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. You know, it often occurs to me that people, when they come to church or when they go anywhere, they feel they better be right before God will meet them. And so their whole attitude toward God is one of, I can't approach him unless I do something. And here's Jesus talking to a woman of Samaria, and her life was totally messed up. But he said, I've got a gift for you. If you really knew who it was, there's a gift. Living water. I just asked for this water out of Jacob's well, but I've got living water. And if you ask me, I'll give it you. Now, you notice he didn't in any way talk about her life. He talked about the gift. And so many people think you have to get your heart right and your life right before you get the gift. I want to tell you, it's only the gift that'll ever correct your life. If you think you can get your life right in order to receive the gift. I was talking with some Ghanaians yesterday. Dear people, been in church for years, and they taught that that you can't speak to God unless, approach God unless you fast and pray. God won't hear you. I want to tell you, that's a lie of the devil. An empty stomach is not the coin of heaven. Hey, Jesus lives in me. And here's Jesus, and he's talking to a woman who's not even a Jew. She's an outcast, a Samaritan. And she says, the Jews won't have anything to do with us. She's not only an outcast, she's a woman who's had five husbands, and the one she's got at present isn't her husband. And he totally ignores it. He knew it. And he says, woman, if you knew who it was who spoke with you, you see, the secret of life is who's talking. It's not what you are, it's who he is. And the trouble with our kind of preaching has come to the fact everyone thinks it's what they are. The gifts of God have nothing to do with you. They have everything to do with him. He calls the things that are not as though they were. It doesn't matter that that woman was excluded by birth. Doesn't matter that she was in a mess and her whole life was in a mess and had been in a continual mess. He still said, look, if you knew who it was who spoke with you. And Jesus doesn't lie. He said, I'd have given you living water. You see, it's the living water that changes the life. It's the gift that changes a man. You don't change to get the gift. The gift comes that you might change. People get it all the wrong way round. They live in condemnation and guilt and fear, and they think, oh, you know, I must do this, I must do that, I must fast, I must pray, I must get myself, and then maybe God will hear me. I want to tell you, Jesus comes, and he comes, and he says, look, it's a gift. Nothing you have to do. Well, I better get things right. Look, woman, you've messed up five times and you haven't even got the sixth time right. And the more you try, the worse it'll get. Don't you understand? You need someone to help you. Living water. The human mind says, no, God's not like that. I mean, how can the Savior come to earth and pick on a woman like that? Someone despised. Hey, everything wrong in her life. She was a grand person for a rosette stuck on her saying, absolute failure. I mean, she really, you know, five husbands is pretty steep stuff, isn't it? Huh? And then the sick fellow, she hadn't even bothered to marry. I mean, why bother? He won't last that long. And there she is, living a life like that. Out she comes to, and there's Jesus sitting there. And Jesus wasn't that bothered. You know, when I was over in Ghana, I was shocked when God healed the woman who was totally stoned out of her mind, drunk. And I thought, if she'd got to the platform and I had got her there before I prayed for her and she'd asked for prayer, I'd have said, woman, come back when you're sober. But by the time she got to the platform, God had already healed her, because he knew the kind of attitude I'd have taken. He just kind of said, no, can't trust you to pray for her. You'll take one look at her, you'll realize she's so drunk that she's as drunk as a skunk, you know, absolutely legless. you won't pray for her. So he thought, I better just get in here and do what I do. And he healed her. We have in our minds a concept of our God that's totally wrong. God's not bothered what you are or what you're doing. He came to give you a gift. You know, he's the Redeemer. He's the Savior. We've got this idea of somehow, and religion has foisted on us an idea that God is somehow an austere, judging God. And you get people who talk as though, you know, well, you better watch out or you've had it. Well, this woman had it five times, and the sixth time wasn't the best had. And there she is. And Jesus says, hey, if you knew who it was who spoke with you, you'd have asked of him living water. And he said you'd have got it. Now, what qualification did she have? I mean, was she right? Was her life right? Did she offer to change her life? No. He just said, well, it's a gift. And if you understood who it was, hey, Jesus comes to give us gifts. And we like to earn them. We think that we've got to somehow get ourselves right, proper. That's why religion's such a stinking thing. Oh, you know. This woman, bless her, there she is. And Jesus says, hey, you can have the reality. I like it. I was just thinking, you know, that really wrecks all our concepts of how God is. He isn't the way you think he is. He's not a judgmental God. He's not an austere God. He's not a vicious God. He doesn't come to condemn. Just came to say, hey, if you really knew who it was who spoke with you, you could have living water. I love it. How about that? But I don't qualify. She actually brought up the objection herself. She said, look, she said, you're asking me for water, and I'm a Samaritan, and you're a Jew, and you know there's no dealings between Jew and Samaritan, and you're asking me. She disqualified herself on race. Can't be done. Didn't seem to bother Jesus. In fact, nothing bothered Jesus. Look at his words to her. If, verse 10, if thou knewest the gift of God and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou would have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. He would have given it to you. How about that? If you knew the gift of God, and if you knew who it was, he'd have given you living water. And she said, well, I'm a disqualified, I'm a Samaritan, you know. I mean, she had a few more disqualifications, didn't she? And yet, he said, if you'd only asked, you'd have got what you wanted and needed. You know, this morning, can you let your heart believe? Instead of always sizing up how you're doing in life, which is all stuff and nonsense, why don't you believe in God and the gift of God? A gift you don't earn. If you knew the gift of God, the gift God so loved the world that he gave, it's a gift, his only begotten Son. Whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. He offers this woman everlasting life. He says it, defines it. Find that down in whosoever drinketh of this water shall never thirst again. But whosoever drinketh the water that I shall give him shall never thirst again. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. You can have everlasting life. And still, she's a Samaritan, and still she's had five husbands, and the one she's living with isn't her husband, and that didn't bother him at all. Maybe, just maybe, God knows our incapabilities of putting things right ourselves and decides we need a gift. We need a nature change. We need his help. And maybe a lot of what you try and do is repent enough and quit. Isn't it about time you stop that nonsense and believed in the gift of God? I mean, either Jesus died for you 2,000 years ago and third day rose again from the dead and he ascended up into heaven leading captivity captive, and then he poured out the Holy Ghost, and it's a gift. Gift of the Holy Ghost. And the qualification is knowing who it is who speaks with you. That's all. And the gift of God. That's why it's so simple in Romans. Paul puts it much simpler. He says, look, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you're going to be saved. But what about the qualification of sorting your life out? Don't even try. When he comes, he'll do a good job. But you've made a right mess of it. And it's amazing how people, having begun in the Spirit, and they received by faith, they then try and carry on their life by sorting it out. And a fine mess they make of it. Everything goes wrong. And they say, well, I tried this, I tried that. Well, you've got to come back to faith, not legalism. Legalism destroys. Start thinking, oh dear, I haven't done this, I haven't done that. Can't be spiritual if you don't fast. Told the women, I never fast and pray, I pray fast. It gets things done. Long prayers, God said he didn't like. There's the quick and the dead, so learn to pray quick. I'm alive. And I realize everything's a gift. I love gifts. Nothing nicer than a gift. Doesn't cost you anything. Gift's a good thing. And here Jesus says to this woman, hey, you know, if you really knew the gift of God, well, this morning I want to tell you what the gift is. The gift is his Son. And he came. And is here. And if you would just for a moment let go and look up at the gift of God, you'll find it very easy. But whilst you keep thinking you're so important, you know, when Jesus comes, everything changes. But it's a gift. And from the moment I receive him, I walk in the gift and power of an endless life. It's a gift. And strangely enough, I maintain it by faith. I don't maintain it by suddenly deciding I have to do something. That's why I said to you earlier on, hey, just take yourself back to that first day God met you. The day light dawned on your soul, the day the joy of God hit your being. Go back, that's how you live. We get so caught up in religion and so snared by religious people who want to tell us, do this, do that, but this, you know. And if you want to qualify, if you want to be... Strangely enough, the Holy Spirit is a true and faithful witness. You know what you should do. The only reason you don't do it is you're just stubborn. About time you yielded to the Holy Ghost and did what you should do. You don't need anyone to tell you. And it's a life of faith. Not a life of legalism. One person, God leads them one way, one person, he leads them another way. I'm not recommending that any of you women have five husbands. I want to make that plain in case you're thinking that's my suggestion. Or any of you husbands have five wives. Lord help us. And Solomon had all those wives and concubines, and then he ends up with a nervous breakdown. He says, the ways of a woman, who can know? After all that, if he couldn't know it, don't try or risk more than one. So simple. Hey, it's a gift. It's a gift. If you knew the gift of God, what is the gift of God? His Son. He bled and died for me. He became sin, who knew no sin, that I might be made the righteousness of God in him. Not by what I do, but what he did. Holiness is what he did. It's a gift. Life is a gift. Healing, a gift. Everything's a gift. That's why it said, freely you've received, freely give. It's a gift. So easy. You know, it's so easy to forget. It's a gift. So easy to forget how we start. That's why Paul, when he writes the Galatians, he said, oh, foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you? Religious people bewitch you with all their religiosity. Living water from Jesus. Life from him. A gift. And you know you can receive a gift this morning. Or if you received a gift and you've forgotten to walk in it, you can enter back in. You know, one thing I love is restorations. Only a matter of just turning around and stop being stupid. Paul says, I travail in birth till Christ be formed in you. Again. You've forgotten what really it's all about. That's why I always take people back to the beginning. Christianity is easy. Religion is austere. The religious man thinks you have to do this, 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 this. The Christian knows. It's free. I love the fact it's all a free gift of God. And he says to this Samaritan woman, woman, and she said, well, give me this water. And he said, well, go get your husband. She said, well, I haven't got a husband. He said, quite right, you've had five. And the one you got now isn't your husband. And then she goes and she said to all the town people, there's a prophet out there who told me all I ever did. But still the offer of living water was there. The only condition, if you know who and if you know the gift. Today I want to tell you the gift of God is eternal life via the cross of Calvary. He purchased it. That's the simplicity. If you will confess with your mouth who spoke with you, the Lord Jesus. And Paul writes to the Romans and he said, you know, it's the word of faith which we preach. The word is nigh you. It's in your heart and in your mouth. That's the word of faith which we preach. It's a gift. You can live in the fullness of life because God wants to give it to you. Not that you've earned it, not that you do anything for it. He gives it as a gift. That's how you begun, that's how you go on. Or do you want to be nice and religious and earn your way? Poor you. You'll never make it. You'll go about to establish your own righteousness and you'll never receive the gift, which is his righteousness. He became sin who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God through him. It's a gift. If you know the gift, boy, it makes it so easy. Doesn't it? What a woman. You know, Jesus, he always picked odd people. He was sitting there weary at the well, probably tired. All I was asking you to do this morning was go back to the gift. The moment you first received. The moment you first believed. And then realize that's what you live. Having begun in the spirit, you're not going to be made perfect in the flesh. You've got to walk in it. The gift. If you knew who it was who spoke with you, and if you understood and knew the gift of God, you'd have asked of him, hey, I need a gift. All my efforts fail. Trouble was, you know, the woman was coming to Jacob's well. Jacob dug the well. He redug his father's wells, Abraham, because they got blocked up. And one thing I want to point out, you know, she had something to get water out with. It's amazing how many people in religion have their own little well. But it keeps you thirsty, because no matter how many times you drink of that water, you always thirst. But when you have living water from the living Christ, it builds a well inside you. And then it's no thirst. Totally different. It's a gift when you drink of living water. Amen. Isn't that simple? Turn the person next to you and say, that is dead easy. You do nothing for it. It's a gift. Is that plain? Hello, is that plain? Are you sure? Now, you religious people, stop being religious. If you believe the gift of God, Jesus came and Father sent his son Jesus to redeem us. And it's a gift. Life is a gift. Holiness is a gift. Sanctification is a gift. It's not a process. But thank God with Jesus, He gives us a gift that works. God gave his son. Amen? You know, you can trust him. Can't you? He's good. It's a gift. He's a good God. It's a gift. A real gift. Let's pray. Glory to God. Have you ever wondered how Jesus could just approach a woman like that? Says, woman, you know, give me to drink. Because he was thirsty. What dealings have you got to do with me? I'm not the right type of person. Maybe that's how you felt inside yourself. Somehow God couldn't deal with you, speak to you. Well, Jesus came to those that were not as though they were. Maybe your life's all messed up. Well, it doesn't matter. You'll never sort it out. That's why he came. And he wants to tell you this morning, there's a gift. The gift is his son, and he's here. Father, I just pray for each one. Lord Jesus, it's your word. And the gift of God, it's you, Lord. You came to forgive, to cleanse, to restore. And it's a free gift. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Maybe you're struggling this morning. Well, your struggling hasn't got you far. A gift will get you right the way there. Close your eyes, don't look round. If the Holy Ghost has spoken to you, and you know inside, hey, I forgot it was a gift. And you know it's God speaking to you. I don't want you to move from where you are. Just stand up where you are. Just stay in your seat, but stand up. If you know the Holy Ghost spoke to you, don't worry about anyone else. Don't look around. It's no one else's business. If you know the Holy Ghost has spoken to you, just stand up where you are. I want to pray for you. Don't interfere with anyone else. If you know it's you, you stand. Jesus loves you. He's not come to condemn you. He's come to give you a gift. If you know the Holy Ghost spoke to you, just get up where you are. Father, I just pray for these dear ones. Lord, it's your gift you've given. each one of you that's standing, put your hand on your chest. Put your hand on your chest. I want you to say after me, and everyone can repeat it. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you that you're the gift of the Father given to the world, given for me. This day, I believe you became sin that I might be made the righteousness of God through you. I receive the gift of life. I receive the living water you offered. Thank you, Jesus. You're my Lord. I receive you this day. I believe you are my Savior, my Lord, and my King. From this day, I will believe it's what you do and have done for me that is true. Thank you for dying for me. Thank you for rising from the dead. Thank you, you're my Savior. Thank you, you're true. Thank you, Jesus. I receive it right now. I believe it. Amen. Now that's easy, isn't it? You can sit down. That's easy, isn't it? Now, just walk in it. It's over. Not complicated. The word is nigh you, in your heart and mouth, word of faith which we preach. Confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in your heart God had raised him from the dead, you're saved. That's the truth. Only the Holy Ghost can do it. You'll find everything changes. Why? Because God's God. It's that simple. What a good gospel we have. I'm alive. It's a free gift. Don't earn it. He lives in me. He's my Savior, my Lord. God's my Father. I'm alive in him. Amen? Amen. Glory to God.